One of the first U.S. attorneys targeted for dismissal by the Bush administration was Carol Lam of San Diego. She's best known for pressing corruption charges against former Congressman Duke Cunningham, a case that gave a juicy campaign issue to Democrats in last year's election. Newly released documents show that Lam was out of favor with her Justice Department bosses even before the Cunningham case. Some lawmakers aren't convinced those documents tell the entire story of her dismissal. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
When California Senator Dianne Feinstein started asking questions in January about why two U.S. attorneys in her home state had been fired, she had no idea where the inquiry would lead. Even after reviewing thousands of documents handed over by the Justice Department, Feinstein doesn't have all the answers she wants.
Will Attorney General Gonzalez and other Department of Justice officials explain what the real problem with Carol Lam was?
Feinstein is quoting from an email that Kyle Sampson, a former Justice Department chief of staff, wrote last May, in which he asked a deputy in the White House counsel's office to discuss, quote, the real problem we have right now with Carol Lam. That email has aroused suspicion because it was written just as FBI agents were preparing to raid the home and office of a high-ranking CIA official who was indirectly linked to the Cunningham investigation. Other emails make clear, however, that Carol Lam's real problem with the Justice Department date back well before the Cunningham case. Sampson had been itching to remove Lam since at least March of 2005, when she appeared on a short list of U.S. attorneys he recommended for dismissal. What the documents released yesterday don't show is what considerations went into that list. What they do show is plenty of justification after the fact. In the month of Sampson's real problem email, for example, Lam was involved in a public spat with another San Diego congressman, Daryl Issa, who complained she wasn't doing enough to crack down on illegal immigration. Lam's office did lag other border districts in prosecuting immigration cases, preferring to go after a few big targets rather than a lot of small ones. Mario Conti, who used to oppose Lam as head of the public defender's office in San Diego, spoke up for her.
You want to just prosecute immigration cases and get your numbers up and look good to the public. Sure, you can do that. And if you want to let the corrupt get away with it, then I suppose that's in line with what the Bush administration is all about in any event.
Last summer, Kyle Sampson wrote another email suggesting the department, quote, have a heart-to-heart with Lam about the urgent need to improve immigration enforcement. Put her on a very short leash, he wrote, and if she doesn't perform, remove her. Notes from a recent congressional briefing also say Lam spent too much time personally trying cases rather than managing her big, complex office. A career prosecutor who specialized in health care crime, Lam did spend months personally trying a Medicare fraud case, which ended in a hung jury. Lam also devoted considerable resources to public corruption cases. In addition to the ongoing Cunningham probe, Lam brought charges against three San Diego City Council members, all Democrats. Two of the council members were convicted, though one of the guilty verdicts was set aside by a judge. Lam has said little in public about her dismissal, but in January she expressed dismay in a conversation with one of her bosses. She also warned that she and some of the other fired U.S. attorneys had been comparing notes. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.